We love hip hop.
You guys already know how to fuck your rocket, man. So YTM Paco featuring We Love Hip Hop. And me and shout out the guys, he the guys, me in the cut. Grrr. Hola de la.
YTN SL, you tune in to We Love Hip Hop.
We love hip hop.
Bear trap. Oh, I see Wagwan. Yo, they're running out of trucks to run a bicycle. Follow this shit.
You have to go by square You may as well. You have to go to square one.
Yeah, you let me know where to hit up. I'm going over there.
Square one. Go to STC for a second, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to touch the city.
You have to light the city
where
up.
Where we going? Yeah, let's go. Come on, pull up. Sure. Yo, you watch the live catcher right now?
Huh?
No, it's okay. It's fine. Yo, Drake. Some fan love.
Yo, Drake, you dropped on my birthday, bro. All love.
Yeah. Yo, happy birthday. Happy birthday. You already know.
And let's touch the road.
Yo, this is We Love Hip Hop Uncut. Because it was my birthday a couple of days ago. 35 years old strong. Man like me is not afraid to say how old I am. Don't ever get that twisted. Certain mans can't even reach this age, you know what I'm saying? But you already know. Let's run my tunes, B. We freaking pod stars out here.
Pod stars, eh? Holy.
Pod stars. It's my birthday, child.
Episode 238.
So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child.
I don't love a hoe. Can't get near me. Only bitch I give a conversation to is Sammy.
My pants are married. Yes, I'm winning clearly. I'm the chosen one, see my potential, so they fear me. Lately, I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me, I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up, I've been sticking to that theory. Every day a battle, I'm exhausted and nowhere. Make sure I...
What are you gonna do now? How are you gonna kill it? You gotta become unsuccessful.
All we're trying to do is win.
I got these niggas breezy.
Whoosh.
Don't worry about it.
Let that shit breathe. Let's go.
Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a fuck, now I give a fuck less. What do I think of success? It sucks, too much stress. I guess I blew up quick, cause friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not, and my nuts big. I don't know what the fuss is, my career is illustrious. My rep is impeccable, I'm not to be fucked with shit.
Let that bitch breathe, baby.
Way too important to be talking about extorting. Asking me for a Porsche is like asking for a coffin. Broad daylight, I off your on switch. You're not too bright, good night. Long kiss, bye bye. My reply, blah blah. Blast burner and pass burner to ta-ta.
Finish my breakfast, why? I got an appetite for destruction and y'all some small fries.
You know, years ago.
CLB dropping soon.
CLB this time, baby. Yeah, yeah.
We got a light one for you, Drizzy. Smoking on that Kanye West pack.
We love hip-hop.
That Donda pack. No.
We had a ball.
The West pack.
All the real music.
Let's go, man.
All that other bullshit. It's here today and gone tomorrow.
Woo! I wish I had my ones.
We love hip hop.
Let's go.
We love hip hop.
I think we're ready now.
for all the certified lover by them.
It's that season, Drake. You're giving it that season, baby.
For all the baby mama them.
Damn, girl, oh man, I don't know.
Hey.
Filled up, damn girl, I'll be getting back to you for sure. Laced up, dripped up, sauced up, damn girl, I wanna ride with you. Waved up, growing up, growing up, growing up.
How to get it poppin' with you. What do you tell her, Drake?
What if I pick you up from your house? We should get out.
Ooh.
We haven't talked in a while. We should roll to see where it goes. I saw potential in you from the goal. You know that I did. I don't know if you know, but I know who you are. You
hold
can
on,
be big as Madonna. Just get in the car and
let's
touch
the road.
Don't make other plans. Get up early, you work for the match.
Well, you understand?
Yeah, say that, then, Big Pimpin.
So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Media Brick, aka BCG. You know who that is?
No.
Wildcat Gang. Hey.
Oh. You have another one? Forgot about the other one.
What, you got any more? Timmy D.
Meow.
AKA Meow.
Meow.
I didn't say meow. I said ow, but you know.
See, I told you, Booch. I was in the car like, yo, I'm pretty sure he said ow. Like, this the sound effect. But the man said meow.
Well, yeah, man, we're back over here, Visionary Art Center, you know what I'm saying, doing our motherfucking thing, you know what I'm saying, Guts in the building, Gucci gang in the motherfucking building, and we vibing, man. How y'all feeling before we get into the shit, man? Gutsy,
I'm blessed!
Is that birthday, Guts, in the building? Are you still in birthday mode?
I'm still in birthday mode until September 23rd, when Virgo season done, you know what I'm saying?
So basically, your birthday lasts the whole of the Virgo season.
No, the whole of August because of Gucci now.
Yeah.
So for the whole of August, when August start, we're just celebrating from nonstop. I can't lie. This month has been turned up. Well, August was turned up, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you for all the birthday wishes, the reposts, the comments, all that stuff. The subscribers that came through and subscribed to my YouTube channel, man. Just thank you. Don't worry. I'm going to be back onto the Twitch and a regular scheduled program. And yeah, man, like, shit, bro, it's just good to just enjoy another year, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that's more than anything, just to be alive. Just to enjoy that more than anything, man. Just like, I'm happy, bro. I'm healthy, you know, Outbreak Boys in the building. And
Outbreak, yeah, in the building tonight.
Yeah, that's it, man. I'm just enjoying. Shout out everybody. Shout out the team. Shout out PK, of course.
Yes.
All day, always. Every day. Yeah, that's really it, man.
That's all you got for shout outs?
Yeah, just stay happy, people.
Stay happy, stay healthy.
Stay happy.
Gucci gang, talk to the people then.
Yo, shout out to the team, of course. You know what I mean? We stay working. I mean, shout out to the supporters, man. You know what I mean? If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be working this hard. You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy Chris, you know what I mean? Controlling Clear Star Studios. You know what I mean? Make sure you guys check out that YouTube page, you know what I mean? All the, you know what I mean, videos that's up there. But yeah, man, shout out to PK and the whole team. You already know, man. It's your boy Gucci gang.
Really quick, man. My bad. Shout out Wonderful Cannabis. That's all I'm going to say for now. Send me a bag and you get a better shout out. But yeah, big up for you for the munchies.
Yeah, we'll holler.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Big salute to all the people out there. Quick set of shout outs as well I want to give out. You know, once again, big salute to PK Herc. You know what I'm saying? You know, even though he's not here on the show with us anymore, he's definitely here in spirit, you know what I'm saying? And he's out here doing his thing in these internet streets as well as these real streets, you know what I'm saying? Who else I wanted to shout out? I wanted to give a quick shout out as well to Lamar Skeet, Lamar Ammo Skeet, you know what I'm saying? Salute to him, you know what I mean? Salute to you. Hold your head. You know what I mean? He's been doing a long, long space of times, but you know, I just want to send him a salute as well. As well as GD. You know what I'm saying? The rapper GD from up top, you know what I'm saying? I want to send him a big salute as well. You know,
I seen he was in the news recently.
Yeah. There was some quick little talks of people trying to put some smut on his name and everything like that. But I want to give him a salute as well. You know what I mean? And he, you know, if he hears this, he already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? For the people also, all the people who are at their desks, you know what I mean? All the cubicle gang, all the office warriors, all the people who are like, you know, whether you're working in a warehouse, whether you fucking are out there doing construction, if you got your earbuds in listening to us, we salute you. Salute to all the people who are listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, all the listening platforms, and the YouTube people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, make sure you go subscribe, like, comment, do all that stuff down there, man.
Mm-hmm. And the Twitch. Twitch.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
We're trying to make sure that, you know, Gutsy Guts on is Gutsy Guts on Twitch, right?
Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch.
And the We Love Hip Hop page. We're trying to make sure that our followers and subscribers get to a high level. You know what I'm saying? It's the more followers that we get on Twitch, the more beneficial for our audience over here in Toronto to expose people to the music. You know what I'm saying? Because we're able to run tunes and do a lot more than we're able to do on YouTube. So make sure to follow and subscribe. Birthday. What did you do for your birthday, fam? Talk to us.
Can I be real with you guys?
Yeah, that's the only way we want it, fam.
Yo, my birthday weekend actually started out pretty shit, fam. Yo, Friday happened and like I had a bunch of shit planned and nothing went the way it was. And like I think this is the first time probably I'm seeing this on the podcast. Like my depression kicked in. Like, I deal with depression and shit like that, right? So, like, my depression actually kicked in where it was just, like, I didn't want to do anything. Like, as soon as, like, the domino effect of things just started, like, flopping, I was just like, nah, I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go anywhere. Big up to C-Ro. Me and him had something planned, you know? It didn't get to work out, but big up C-Ro. Don't worry. We're going to get that going on, too. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, yeah, it took me, like, a day or two to get out of the rut. But, yeah, my actual birthday was turned up, man. I went and filled my belly, man. I went to some high-end blood clot restaurant.
Seen that.
It wasn't that high-end, but it was nice. It was nice.
Remember eating lobster and steak or lobster and shrimp?
Lobster and shrimp, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
No, actually, it wasn't lobster and shrimp. It was steak and shrimp. We're capping.
Shrimp.
But yeah, we had some lobster and mashed potatoes, you know what I'm saying? Some high end. I tasted wine for the first time in my life, you know what I'm saying? That shit
is
disgusting.
Like people cooking with wine?
No. I've had that, but actual like wine from the glass, like people just pouring it in and thing.
You never tasted wine before?
Never. I am the pickiest you in the world, fam. I've never had wine in my life.
Crazy.
So I had that. But yeah, it was a good night. We saw the payday, you know what I'm saying? That was pretty dope. I was introduced to the payday. And yeah, Gucci got to see
that. That's confirmed. That was a pay date.
It wasn't confirmed, but I'm going out for Gucci's take. It was pretty. It was interesting. I like Gucci because like the man was there. Like,
yeah, please break it down for the people because like it's
I don't
like
wanna,
an inside
because the man
joke.
Might be watching the podcast, but I don't want
to
like hate on
you,
him. But big up the man because
ain't
he did, no.
With you,
actually, I can't even hate because he had a baddie, yeah, fam. We all confirmed that it was a baddie. All three of us that were there.
Baddie.
But yeah, he was just there for a minute. He was just chilling. He was by himself. Gucci was late, and a man, I think his date came like super after, and she just came in, walked in, and she just sat down, and it was just like
lit up the whole room.
Yeah, bro. Like at one point, she told the homie, like, "Yeah, they're talking about us." But yeah, she was a super baddie. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like, not to diss the man, it just felt like it was out of his league, bro. Like she was.
I'm so intrigued by this man. Like, oh, no diss to your birthday and everything, the celebration, but I was watching y'all were on Instagram Live and you mentioned it. You're like, yo, I think that's a pay date going on over there. So,
I heard it.
We were on live, fam.
You guys were on live, eh? Are you guys like rappers or something now?
No.
You guys don't realize you're on live talking to
teams. I don't think Gucci, though, because Gucci was third. Gucci came in, I took a shot. I was already turned from the deal.
That's funny.
You guys didn't tell me this on the phone, fam. I watched you guys on live.
Gucci just came in immediately. He's just like, okay, what shot is that? All right, I want three of them for everybody. I want three of them for everybody.
Holy.
Gucci was ordering shit. He was drinking shit. I don't like it. Can he get it sent back? Yeah. Get it back? Shit. Like, Gucci was in there. Like, Gucci was just in there bossed up. But, like, yeah.
Yo, it's Gucci.
The man, like, for half an hour.
And the shot was $18. Not 10 bucks. Not 5 bucks. 80 bucks a shot.
Right.
It's Gucci.
Fam, the bill was rent. Fam.
But, yeah. I didn't know that we was discussing about it was a payday and we're on live. I didn't know.
I was watching this on live. I was watching the man them. I was like, oh. And then in the comments, they were like, You know, because you guys were kind of describing it.
Yeah.
And in the comment, someone, one of the comments was like, yeah, definitely a pay date.
Yeah, fam.
So, you want to ask,
what religion and like? Shit, right?
Was he like old white man?
Nah, like, Indian man, I want to say he was like he was like a diesel Indian guy.
Yeah.
Diesel Indian guy.
Yeah, like he looked like a diesel Indian guy.
Was he wearing a suit and shit?
I'm so nosy. conservative type, you know what I'm saying? Where they wear the
business casual.
Casual, my bad, not conservative. Casual.
And the thing looked like Jennifer Lopez done up.
Whoa.
Like super, like young.
Gucci's
like,
boosted, not Jennifer Lopez.
Nah, she looked
okay,
like
the up. Body. The body
done
was
up,
J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez.
The body was J-Lo.
Done up.
The body
done
was
done up.
Okay, I was a little bit hesitant on the face.
She had a badonkadonk.
Body was
pretty
ridiculous,
fam. Jennifer Lopez
fam.
And done up, fam. And then just this, like, Indian, these guys. Like, you know, I knew it was a paid date the way how she just came in and sat down. Like, it was an awkward hat. Hey, like, you know, like, it was just like
they're meeting
hey.
For the first time.
I knew it was a pay date because of what they were ordering. The man was ordering, like, she didn't want to order. He was ordering crab cakes and shit. I'm like, nah. This seems kind of awkward, fam. Like,
yeah, he paid for that.
Order some food, nigga.
Yeah. And yeah, like, she just looked, yeah, like, you know, you just came to meet you and, you know, just.
She didn't want to eat because he bought the ass eating package. So
yep,
she wants
yep.
to make sure everything clean.
Yeah, yeah. Pay for the time, baby. You know what I mean?
Oh, he did. He definitely paid for that time.
Can I buy the grocery package, please?
And she was watching Gucci too.
Dang.
She was watching you a lot.
She knew I knew. You know what I mean? She knew I knew. Like
so she said it, fam. Oh. She was looking over at us like, yo, they're talking about me.
She said it?
Yes, fam. She looked over close to
you're
the time
lying.
We were leaving. I swear to God, she looked over like talking about us. Like
you're
we were
lying.
We were being fam. We were drunk and we were being loud too, fam. We're just like Gucci's there. Like yo, she used to be in a Drake video, yo. I know she's in a Drake video before, and it's not like he's seeing it. Like yo, she used to be in a Drake video, fam.
She's probably looking over like shut the fuck up.
She said that though.
She
you're
said
blowing
it,
up my spot.
I can't believe. So how come you're telling me this now?
I thought we told you this then. You were turned, fam. Gooch, you know, you like sometimes you're in your own world, fam. So sometimes
okay,
you're like,
I didn't know we were talking about it on live. So then,
yeah.
Well, salute to you, homie. Don't.
Nigga, you came on my live.
You told me.
You guys were on a live in the same place. This yeah, I know you guys were turned. Fans were like, yo, it's echoing. It's echoing.
It's echoing.
I was like, you guys are fucking smashed. This seems like a crazy birthday.
Yeah.
So what else happened for your birthday, man?
I had sex later on in the night. I didn't get my song, but other than that, it was just, I'm chill now. Like,
did you say it was or wasn't?
No, I didn't get my threesome.
Oh, okay.
So like that wasn't cool. But no, like in general, just I was just happy. Like I'm able to just have another day where I can just enjoy the day where I was born. You know what I'm saying? More than anything, like I'm just grateful for that, bro. But yeah, to me, it was like the whole celebration of the month, everything that happened. Like I had a Chris Guy interview, Gucci's birthday was turned up, fam. Like it was just a good month in general. So yeah,
that's blessed.
The Rochester, I got to hook back up with my virgin I haven't seen in years. Like fam. Like yeah, it's been a dope month, man. I can't complain. August has always been dope to me. So
do you guys want to? Well, fuck, man. Salute to you, man. Like
thank you.
More life. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I mean? And. I'm glad that you were able to fucking stay out of trouble, fam. Because I always worry. I'm like, I'm one of those kind of people. Maybe I am a fucking dad.
Yeah.
But like, I fucking, when birthdays come around, I'm like, yo, I just want everybody to celebrate and then get true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's such a buildup when you're on the way to the birthday. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the fuck shit be happening.
Happening on the birthday. Yeah, but that's why I'm just like, I'm cool now. And two guys, yeah. He is my pops because he was the first person to tell me happy birthday by the way. He was the first person to call me. So, you know, he beat my own real pops to it. So I was just like, damn. But yeah, man. Thank you to everybody. And yeah, man, just anybody else that's having birthdays, let's just try and be safe. Same thing like Friday said, man. That's all I want. I just want the city to be safe and let's have some fun, B.
Yeah, man. What else y'all want to talk about before we get into music? I feel like it's been a slow fucking news week, man.
Actually, let's get into the music, yo.
Let's get to the music?
Yeah, let's back out the top six and then we could get to the news.
Okay, so the top six music videos that have dropped this week, all right? And let me reemphasize this week, all right? Every week when we put this top six music videos together, It's not the video from back in fucking June or back in January. If, you know, if Mandem are sending me that in the DMs, it's just literally to see if I like it or not. It's not going to be added to the list, fam. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. No, no. I apologize.
What happened?
I only seen one of these music videos. I promise, guys, next week I'm on it. Next week's not my birthday. I've only seen one of these music videos. And I'm actually surprised which number one. But hey.
Oh, yeah. The vote came out strong, man. Karmic Gang
strong.
That's
super fucking dope.
Yeah. Unanimously. You know what I'm saying? So let's get to it. Also, to be transparent, the first number 6 to number 4, that's all picked by the numbers on YouTube. And then the top 3 is all Karmic Gang strong. Hey. All right? So number 6, MOT Sosa, Feds.
Feds taking pictures of me.
So did you hear this? Or no, you want me to play it?
Play a little bit of it.
I'm gonna put it up on the screen over here.
I'm trying is to it the white you?
Yeah.
I actually seen this music video. Feds on my ass every day that it's tragic. Ever since
he goes in. Got caught with his ratchet. Don't try to play
me and catch me in traffic. I'm close. Is he from the city?
I don't know. Never got clapped. My shooters are laughing. His mama is crying. That bitch is dramatic.
For money, I think I'm an addict. And we're like, you hot. You ain't talking. We love hip hop. We know you ain't slime boy. Nobody hiding. Still on the glide. And I'm still with the guys. If you roll through the op ship, somebody dies. By your size, you ain't ducking. It's nine.
Pop me a perk and I'm high as the sky. We're gonna run it to the hook. Guys, now wise. Kick a bitch at a curb. I'm no rookie, I walk with a 9 boy, fucking a line of shit, send me a time. Go bail me out if I'm calling the crime. Shawty, you're blushing, she know my name buzzing. They just wanna kill me, cause young boy be starting. You with me, you busting, that's end of discussion. Cause if you don't get him, they kill me for nothing. Whip up a dozen, learn that from my cousin. You yeah, so basically.
Is that even a hook? I don't even
know. No, he doesn't have a hook, actually. He just raps all the way to the end, actually.
That's actually dope.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It seems like it's the same, but it's different. Like, the talk sound of it, it seems like he could be rapping the way other niggas rap, but for some other people,
mm-hmm.
other gentlemen. But for some strange reason, it just sounds different to me. I don't know, maybe because he's white, maybe because the music video is different, maybe because the beat's a little bit different. But yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm liking the energy. I'm liking the visuals. Dope. M.O.T. Sosa, mm-hmm. is it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big up yourself, bro.
Yeah, man. I like the energy in the video, man. That's one of the... When I ran it on... We love on the radio show, right? On Twitch. And it was just randomly. I just was running it while I was building the list. And I was like, this guy just goes off all the way to the end of the video.
Dope.
And all his brethren in the back are just hype as fuck,
That's
bro.
What you need, fam.
Yeah, man. I like that, fam. Like, they're not just, like, trying to be too tough and just normal, just pose up and stand up. You know what I mean? What'd you think, Gooch?
Yo, when it comes to bars, you can't count him out, man. Yeah. Like, yo... I have to give it to him, man. Like, he's barred up, bro. Like, there's not a lot of people in the city that, you know, that's barred up. And I don't even really like people with bars. I'm an ABC person, but the way how he comes, I'm feeling this, you know what I mean? I'm feeling this. So, you know, the beat was hard too. Like, it was something different, you know what I mean? So I appreciate this, you know what I mean? Yeah, Shout out to this guy, man.
Yeah, man. I like the energy, man. Big salute to MOT Sosa on that one right there, man. Yeah, man. Number 6 in the country this week. Big salute to MOT Sosa. Big, big fucking tune. But number 5, Dimmy featuring Derek Wise, Separate Occasions. Okay. Now, this is like an R&B tune. And Dimmy is the producer. Right? Just to let y'all know.
Isn't Derek Wise a producer too?
Actually, maybe Derek Wise is the producer and Dimmy is the artist. Listen,
I don't know.
Sorry, YouTube.
We love hip hop.
So baddies are here. Let me put this on the fucking screen.
This already looks like my music video to me. This looks like they have a budget on it.
Oh no! Yeah. Straight up. That's like another song that was like a preview right there.
Yeah.
All of these snakes on a ladder, I'm questioning who I can trust. Actually, maybe not. Some answers, if not, it's a random on that side that's gonna get tough. And the temperature rising, got poles like I'm Biden. As soon as you can't even tell. Nigga said he got poles like I'm Biden.
We love hip hop. Some saving, they demon like Satan. Don't understand
meaning and love. He's giving me like a
he's going in.
He's giving me like a better version of Party Next Door.
I know.
And I don't want to diss Party. Party's dope.
Salute to you, party.
Don't stick when they talking about us. Kindness is weakness, we circle, don't stick when they talking about us. You taking the time, don't got expectations, you don't know that I'm your
life. Here's some of this Gucci. You know that saucy. I'm toxic, I'm just cut it in my eyes.
Yeah, the look on your eyes, you've been here before. Beat face, true. Been on a pole, don't
worry about it. He's talking to talk.
It's like Sunday in school, I'm overly confident, walking right past them like they ain't my opposite.
I'm feeling this.
Yo, this is my track of the week.
Ooh,
them type of track.
I'm not even an R&B nigga, but like, yo, his delivery, the beat, the way how he's coming, like everything was just fire to me, bro. Like it hits, like it's smooth. It's, yo, I could run this back.
And that's like a whip tune, no?
Is R&B being slept on in Toronto?
Yeah, it is.
Possibly.
But they're not sounding like this. That's why. Like, if they sound like this, I'm bumping this in my car loud. And
because they even caught me from the first tune. The little sample that I was hearing from the first tune, I thought that's what I was going into. And I was just like, okay. And then this came, I'm like, this is fire true. Fire. So,
and he reminded me of Party Next
Party
Door.
Next like Door. It gives you a Party Next Door vibe, fam.
So, is this R&B? Because he's almost rapping to me, fam.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't know. He probably has that.
Is R&B really R&B anymore for some of these guys?
I mean, yeah, if they have the hook down pat.
Like, he almost sounded like he was flowing melodically.
Yeah, it's sticky. Like, fuck.
He could go both ways.
Such a pause. But yeah, that's like, you know what I mean? There's a fine line between, like,
yeah, like it's tricky if he's singing or if he's rapping, because like Weeknd does it, Party Next Door do it. There's a lot of artists that do it. So it's like a, just like you said, it's a fine line of what they're doing. I want to say with that, it seems more singing or yeah, it's hard because it's not like he's hitting notes, because the R&B person is going to say, no, we're totally wrong, because he's not hitting notes. He's not doing certain things. So it's probably not R&B, but like, I don't know, man. That shit sounded R&B. That sounds some shit I want to fuck to, fam.
Facts. Yeah, saucy.
Like,
saucy.
I want to go, or like go smoke and drive. Yeah, I don't know.
Just kick up.
Keep doing your thing. Both you guys, Demi and Derek Wise, keep doing your thing, bro. Put out a mixtape or a project together, because that sounded fire.
Facts. Yeah, man. Big salute to Demi. Big salute to Derek Wise. Number 5 in the country this week. But number 5. Tom McDonald, Dummies. Now, take this in.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because...
Oh, fuck.
The earth, but I don't really want to save it. Everything is sexist, homophobic, or it's racist. When life gives us lemons, we're supposed to want to change it. But my generation rather take some pills than escape it. Say that I'm transphobic if you want, but one day I'll be a father. And I really hope my son don't grow up to be my daughter. I ain't trying to hurt you. Be a little different. That's the problem. Being honest, that I'm triggered. The kids are getting weaker because they're shocked by society. For seasonal anxiety, wokeness has become a way to bully non-violently and cancel everyone with
I got a question.
Talk to him.
Are they gonna cancel him like fucking they did to the baby?
No.
Why not?
Okay, I'll play a little bit.
So maybe we need them after all. Straight, there's no gay. Without the men, there's no women. Without the night, there's no day. Without the idiots, we couldn't laugh at them when they fall. So maybe we need them after all. Ain't nobody dumber than y'all. Ain't nobody dumber than y'all. Guess you love to be wrong. You don't have the guts or the balls.
Don't be dumb. Dumb. Are you dumb?
Really want to save it. Everyone's obsessed with making stupid.
That's the remix.
So is he trying to say like, is he talking as in the person that's complaining about these things?
Well, from my assessment, he's challenging some of the things that is like, why are you ready to cancel people for their opinions a lot of times? Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you know, is it bad? Like, I guess I'm not going to overanalyze his lyrics, but like, is it bad if he's mad? Like, if his daughter comes home and says that it's his son, like, is he wrong for that? Right? Because people will be ready to cancel a lot of people for their own beliefs.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad at the message. The song, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and cap and be like, oh, this is hot. It sounds a little corny to me, but I'm not mad at the message.
I don't know. We got to sit down and talk to this guy.
Please, man. What the fuck?
Because like, I just don't, I want to understand him. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. I just don't understand like where he's coming from. So it makes it hard for me to understand his music. And he seems to have like a super dope message which he's trying to get across. I just want to understand him. Like, I just want to ask him a 1-2 question so I can understand him and I can be like, okay, I get it. I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, because
you put out music that definitely, like, it gets to people. Mm-hmm. And I rock with shit like that. Anything that pushes a button, yeah. I rock with, right? So I just want to understand it. But, yeah.
My whole thing is, do you feel that way or are you just doing it to get under people's skin on purpose?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, are you, like, what's your motive?
But you know what's a good thing? He's creating conversations. We're having a conversation. Like, we can't, it's not just surface level when it came to like his music video popping up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we had like some questions. Like, so maybe that's the point also with what he's trying to do, right?
Yeah, because it's not just, oh, video's dope. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing. Oh, nice bars. He had catchy bars. Now we're like, yo, he's right. Because
what did he say?
I feel the same fucking way.
Yeah.
I don't want my kids coming home saying they want to be a girl if they're a guy, or if they're a girl, they want to be a boy, or either or. No, but that's...
I'm playing.
It's just like, fam, like I there's way too much straight shaming, fam. And that's, to me, it's just like I don't get it. Like, I don't understand, like, if you have an opinion, because if a gay person had an opinion or a trans person had an opinion...
You got to let them pass.
Exactly. So it should be the same way. Like, I don't, like, they're putting rules on it. Like, you can't, they're like, yo, if you do that to your kid, it's illegal now.
Mm.
I don't know, man. It's a lot. That's all I got to say. But yeah, big up yourself, Tom McDonald. You keep definitely fucking making these controversial tracks, bro.
Yeah, man. He's the shocking guy of the nation right now. And he got like a 3 million on that right away. So that automatically got into the fucking, into the top 6 for the numbers right there. Right? You know what I'm saying?
3 million?
Yeah. Early. Like 3 million, 3 days type of thing.
I got to go to Vancouver.
Yeah, man. But big salute to Tom McDonald. Gucci, you got an opinion on this track here?
No.
Gonna keep that? We'll salute to Gucci. But we're in the top 3 right now. You know what I'm saying? And this is picked by the people, Comic Gang Strong. Okay? I'm going to reiterate. It's picked by the people. So watch what number 3 is. Belly, The Weeknd, featuring Nas. Die For It.
Wow.
Picked by the people, fam.
That's dope.
Have y'all heard this song?
Yeah, I heard this song. I didn't see the video, though.
I'm going to put the video up on the screen. I'm not going to play the song.
The video when it was like, it's super like, yeah, I think I did see this video.
Some next level shit,
yeah,
fam.
Like it's some movie
I'll
shit.
I'll play a little bit of it when the song comes in and shit like that. So, because I don't know if you heard it, eh?
No, I haven't heard this one.
Belly goes in this.
Like yeah, so does The Weeknd. So does The Weeknd. Yeah.
It's like a movie.
The Belly and Weeknd, they killed this track.
Like, look at this fucking shit, bro. It's like, what is this, fam? What movie is this from, fam? You're
like
a movie
Total
guy.
Total Recall, some shit.
Yes.
Nah, that's what it gives me, some Total Recall vibes.
Watch The Weeknd.
But yeah, Belly, The Weeknd, killed this.
Jesus Christ.
Like no one else, just Belly and The Weeknd.
Shut up, nigga. You think you're low, bro? Let's go.
I remember sleeping on floors and missing tours, I was rock bottom. Money on my head, that was top dollar. Huh. Stock powder, gunpowder for the rap wallers. I was home with pops when the cops got him.
That's the bar, boy. That is the bar, because it's facts, fam. You remember that shit?
I don't.
Yo, fam, when the man got when his dad's crib got raided and shit like that back in Ottawa, that was on the news, fam. Yeah. It was a big deal.
I don't even remember that.
That was like back in the mid-2000s. Everybody was like, yo, a lot. That's when we first started realizing that, yo, he's not just some trust fund baby or whatever. Like, he's a guy.
He's
oh,
a guy.
Shit.
Oh, he's a guy.
Some of us were like, oh, okay. Oh, shit. Hey, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Because we were... When Belly first dropped...
Man, weren't walking with him at first.
Yeah. You know, when he was out with Snoop, getting
the rich kid, eh?
Yes. That's what people used to think. But then when Man started getting, like, fucking ambiance out there.
Everybody safe.
God damn. And okay, I'm gonna play a little bit.
That's the crow too. No, you don't have to. We can talk about
this.
changing they surrounding. Hopefully housing, smoking we lounging in Boca Raton. Not a cloud in the sky, ocean for long shit. You could die a legend in your own right or die a street legend if it's on site.
Woo!
I'll give, Nasir Jones.
I'll give it to the boy though. He's been going off the last couple of hours.
Yes.
I'll give it to him.
Yes, man. And to get Nas doesn't be jumping on these types of, like, remember, people would shit on Nas's beat selections.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now he's like doing collabos with, you know, people who are doing new styles of beats. He's gotta get in the pocket, fam.
Hit-Boy. I think Hit-Boy has helped him a lot.
He has inspired him, fam.
But yeah, just in general, yeah, I'm feeling where Belly's going with this, and I'm liking that the fact that not only, like, because I've always felt like the Americans rocked with him mm-hmm. more than the Canadians did, but now I feel like Toronto and Canada in general has started to like rock with him on a different level.
They embraced.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Gucci.
No, because it got a lot of votes too, fam. Like there was people who voted for it by itself, but then there was other people who were voting for other songs and said that one too. But it's like, I always go for the first one that they said and put that one on the list, right?
Okay.
But they're like, that one too. So I was like, a lot of people like this fucking song. So yeah, salute, Belly.
Fucking record.
So yeah, man, number three in the country this week, man. Big salute to Belly. Big salute to The Weeknd, obviously. And big salute to Nasir Jones. You know what I'm saying?
From Virgo me, gang. Virgo gang.
See, you guys got something in common, fam. You need to like embrace some Nas music. Just go revisit
you
some
won't
shit.
You see me tonight. You won't see not me that tomorrow. One.
But
shorty,
maybe other ones.
Say what's your price?
No, you know what?
Just to back it up.
Okay.
You can hold my eyes.
Sidetrack, no fucking sidetrack for a quick second. That song didn't age badly, fam. You can still hear it.
Genuine?
Yeah, people hated that first, eh?
I like that song.
Yes, but like we did not like it. Like the Nas
fans. I know
fans,
you guys did it.
We were like, what are you doing? But in hindsight, when I hear it now, I'm like,
that song's not bad.
Borderline. I groove with it now. It aged well. Yeah.
Break tune.
You could still play that at 11 o'clock in the club.
Break tune.
Yeah. Break tune. For sure. Thank you. But yeah, man, big salute to the man them on this tune, yo. But number two, Stacks. Levels.
So there's levels to the shit.
Stack did his fucking thing on this tune right here. Okay, for people who don't, and Stacks, if you're watching this, salute to you. People be sleeping on this guy. He's been out here for a minute dropping bars. You know what I'm saying? He's been consistent.
I'm on action. Top five in my city like a Jackson. I can chill in quarantine with fucking laxing. Every day I'm touching paper, I ain't faxing. Nah. Old bills in my stack everlasting.
Using the old bills.
Fuck a bitch off a perk, I ain't crashing. Yo, my bitch, you bougie and ghetto. You could try, you won't even get hello. Make the bitch make a drip like a kettle. Told that bitch I don't think I'ma settle. I was cruising the six in a rental. I'm straight from Toronto, I did that in Nello. Cole said that the judge moving devil, cause coronavirus fucked up what was scheduled.
Boys.
He's stupid with
he's
it,
going
bro.
Ham in there.
Yes,
he's
man.
Going ham in there.
Yeah, yo.
I like the little shoddy he has too.
Yeah. Double H. A lot of people say sometimes that Toronto like don't have like rappers, mm-hmm. like the younger guys and stuff like that. But I think that's cap, fam. I think a lot of guys are rapping. Eh?
There's a lot of rappers out there.
Yeah.
Up to like even, I don't know if they're younger, but like Ras Fresco and those mm-hmm. guys, I feel like they're younger than me.
They're
like,
young guys.
Jeezy Loke.
Mm-hmm.
He's younger than you guys would think. There's still like a lot of guys that even speak.
Even younger than that though. Like I'm talking 21.
21. Then yeah, no. I think there's a group. I forgot the word I'm trying to look for, but there's people for that. There's like people that still think that bars are important. Mm-hmm. That you know, having lyrics, having stuff that makes sense, having a proper beat or all that shit is important still.
Even so if the delivery is different, it's still barred up.
Yeah, for sure. I just think that, obviously, not even I think, we know that it's just not going to get as much attention, but that's what, you know, the countdown here for when you have a little audience and you get it voted in. So, mm-hmm. yeah, big up Stacks, bro. I like that one. I got to actually take that in more.
Yeah. Gucci, you never got a chance to hear that, too.
No, I didn't get to hear it.
Yeah, man. It's a fire tune, man. Big up to Stacks on that one right there. And big up to the Shotty in the video, too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Ow.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. I said, ow.
The Shotty.
Meow.
She was fire.
Meow, light skin. Light skin. Go browning.
Watch this. Brown. I'll you play a little bit for Gucci right here.
Yeah. You could try, you won't even get hello. Fuck a bitch, make
but
a drip like a kettle.
See it, though.
I ain't crashing, yo. My bitch, you bougie and ghetto. You could try, you won't
like
even get hello.
Sharon, Bridget, Sharon.
I like kettle. What I see.
Told that bitch, I don't think I'm a settle. I was...
The nigga said, my bitch is bougie and ghetto. You could try and she won't even say hello.
Jeez, I like that.
You got her unlocked, man. She ain't going to say hello to you.
She knows the program.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, big up the Stacks. You know what I mean? Number two in the country this week. But number one.
One. Not 5, 4, 3, 2. But one.
Six Views Uncut alumni.
Hey.
Kokanina. Do my best.
Kona.
Yo.
Big up yourself, Kokanina.
Yeah, big up, like for real. Big up and pregnant. Salute, yo.
Nice reveal, mama.
Yeah, super reveal. Watch this, fam. Like, it's like.
Man.
She's ready to bust.
Look what's number one. There's love in the city. The city doesn't just like fuck me all the time.
Yo, for real.
Oh, they're proving us wrong. They're like, fuck you guys. We're going to show you guys that we don't love.
Yo, hold on. Before we get to the Kokanina track, there's not one Oppie song on this list this week.
Yeah, fam.
Besides the ones that were just the numbers, like the people didn't pick one Oppie.
Yo,
song.
Yo, let's give a round of applause.
Yeah, man, that's definitely deserves a fucking round of applause.
Let's go. Big up yourself, Toronto. That's super dope. I'm proud of you guys. No Oppie shit.
So, speaking of no Oppie shit, Kokanina, this is like a message to her unborn seed. You know what I'm saying? I would figure like when her son or daughter is born, they'll be able to listen to the song and be like, oh, that song's for me. No?
Super dope.
Yeah. I know that's not Gucci speed. He's like, that's not turned up. But it's a sweet song.
Yes, you know it's very sweet. It's beautiful. The song is dope. It answered questions and it brought up a lot of questions for me. Because I have been wondering, like, where the fuck have you been, fam? You been? Like, this is your time, like, you should have been killing it with the rest of these girls that are like that have been killing it this year. And this is the reason why. So, you know, it's obviously a beautiful blessing.
Mm-hmm.
This has been an interesting question that we have been asking on Six Views Uncut a lot. Can a female now in her like her prime, I guess you would say Kokanina, someone in her
or
prime.
Or in her come up,
mm-hmm. have a child and still be able to have a successful music career? Especially as a Toronto artist.
We're watching it right now.
We're going to see.
I mean, look at Goldie London. She had a child and now she's doing her thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so... and
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Who else has a...
I think a few. I think
Paris
almost...
Paris Richard?
Paris has... I think Paris has a older youth.
Yeah. Okay. But Goldie London has a more of a younger one.
I think all the female rappers or lady rappers in the city have youths. Mm. Almost all, maybe minus Chromas.
Yeah.
Like it's not even like a secret thing. I think like every one of them do.
Well, now it's going to be interesting for them to get lit. And I see, obviously we're seeing Goldie London that's really taking charge right now, but it's going to be interesting to see if like Kokanina, somebody that, you know, obviously an alumni,
mm-hmm.
if she can just, it's a blessing regardless, but now can your career... You know, it's hard regardless. You're going to want to focus on your youth more than anything. Your career is going to come second more than none. So,
facts.
You think so?
That's possible. Yeah.
But yeah, man, big up yourself, Kokanina. This is super dope. Congratulations to you and your baby father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Salute to you, homie.
That's dope, bro.
Yeah, man.
Salute to him. He caught a real one right there.
Yeah. And yeah, man, big, big fucking tune. You know what I'm saying? I like the fact that she can rap and sing too. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? So she's got a lot on the horizon. She's got to stay focused. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But yeah, man, big salute to Kokanina, number one in the country this week. Let's get to these honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions this week. Shout out to Mula First, Alistin, GPT, Turn Up, CLE 10 Bands, NASA, Big SOS, Heaven Sent, Keep Sick Solid, T and TT Youngs, and AP Baby, Stick Talk. J-Soul, down for me. Rony, can't go back. Young Cartel, down. Bugs, Ice Hockey. Jamal Banks, Big Steps. And Big Sleazy and Little Bucky, straight drop.
Short list this week, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm here looking around to see Wagwan in the news, trying to, you know, dance around the oppie shit. But even as I'm looking through, there's nothing really crazy going on. There's something that, you know, we'll keep for off of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That silence is on purpose. also, you know, even with some of those things that we're not going to talk about, it's a lot of online shit to be going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send a message once again to the Toronto Demon HK. Stop running around people's Instagrams talking about, yo, I heard that We Love Hip Hop, the Itamans, and AKK. Like, and I'm going somewhere with this, okay?
Hold on. We can't knock him, though.
Why?
Because we instigated him, fam.
But why, like, is it a topic of conversation, fam?
Because we made him, like, we can't knock him at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, it's just like, fuck, we made the demon a little bit on this bullshit. Yeah. So, fuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? We gave him that energy to just be like, whatever. So, it's fam, like, man.
The man, like, he looks like he's running out of things to talk about. So, he'll be like, yo, did you know that, like, the We Love Hip Hop guys? You know Tim? He's an Itaman. I'm like, so?
I think.
Yo. It's BGC, bro. BGC?
Sorry, I need a little timestamp again.
Cool.
It's the autism, fam.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is. No. That's really what it is, fam. Like, he just can't help himself, bro. So, it's just like, blurt it out, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then it's like after, so it's like, fuck, well, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Really? So you think,
like,
so?
It is, yo. Like, I speak to him a lot behind the scenes.
Okay.
So it's like I really speak to him a lot, and it's like he's trying, but it's like it's like a reflex. Yeah. It's just something he just has to work on, and it's not gonna happen overnight. So
we gotta put something else in his, like, head besides Itaman.
Yeah, we gotta install something else in his head that is not. And I encourage it all the time. I always tell him, yeah, bad man eat box food.
Bad man eat box food. That's the title. There you go. Gutsy hits one out the park. You know what I'm saying? Bodman, I'm typing it out right now. Bodman.
I encourage the fuckery, fam. So it's like, I can't.
Box food.
When the fuckery comes back and it bites me in the ass, it's just like some no homo. It's just like, I'm like, bro, whatever. I got to deal with it.
Okay, so it brings me to something. Mm-hmm. Toronto. Itamans. What's Toronto's problem with fucking Itamans, yo? I had a whole. Salute to Windy Smoke, okay? I somehow found my way onto his live. We were having hip-hop conversations with an American guy who was dropping some gems. And then somewhere in the conversation, they got to Itamans. And niggas in Toronto just lose track, fam. Like, fuck the hip-hop. No, not me. It becomes a defense. Oh my, yo, no, it wasn't me. I never ate a box in my life. The man had to ask him how many kids he had and all types of thing. Like, he was like, because he's American, he's not comprehending why it's such a fucking problem.
Yeah,
right. So they look at us like we're crazy. Like, why do you guys give a fuck about eating the beautiful fucking pom pom that's in front of you? Right? So they come for me all the time.
I like how you described it, though.
It's a flower, fam. Nobody want to fucking taste what flowers taste like, bro?
My weed flowers.
Listen, I'm not trying to talk the man's name. Salute to Windy Smoke. And you know what? Windy Smoke.
Windy love it, man.
The nigga says that you can't clean out the inside of a box.
Yeah! What? Well, you have to understand, when you're talking to certain Jamaicans about sex, it doesn't make sense, fam. Like, it's just a dead convo, fam. You're not going to break through to certain Jamaicans that are ignorant towards sex, fam. You're just not going to break through to them, bro.
Okay. He explained some things to me, and there was a few other gentlemen in there, and I apologize if I don't remember y'all name. But man, them say that you guys, and you're not Jamaican, Gucci.
Yeah.
He's Jamaican.
You get shunned from when you were young. Is this true, fam?
Yeah.
Like even your parents would be like, you better not be out there being no fucking ball cat. No ball cat.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Really?
Though, it is a thing still because that's a Jamaican thing still. Like you can't. That's something. Yeah. Like that's like a set of rules as young, like you're not supposed to really do. Fam. I don't
so
know
you're,
why.
So like you're, it's like even from your parents but or depends, like you're an idiot bobcat. Like it's a diss.
But it depends if your parents is young. Like, you know, like if you have like a, they're not going to talk to you about no sex or they might, like, obviously you already know how, like the dance hall music, like they've been on that. Like, you know, even the older heads, like you know, I'm trying to say they've been on that. Yeah, like no. They've been preaching no eater thing, like from all their Jamaicans dancehall music. They've been saying like they're not on that. You know what I mean? I saw even Bob Marley even said that. Like, you know, everybody preach not to be on that. So it's a thing for Jamaicans just not to be on that type of wave.
And Toronto's culture is heavily influenced by Jamaica.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, is it going to be where like just generations and generations of people who really fucking eat the box, but are like ashamed, like
that and no body man, like things
you can't even have sex in the box or in the body. Sorry.
Like, yeah, so like you can't fuck your girl and you can't.
Like, sorry, because I don't want YouTube to get in. You can't have
this
anal.
This is full of the monetized segment of the thing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I told you, We Love Hip Hop Uncut today. So yeah, you can't have anal sex. Yeah, you can't do it. You're a body man.
That as well. Like there's a lot of things.
That's crazy.
But it's not gonna change, fam. Because as you can already see, a lot of Toronto old school, the way like old school people in Toronto think, even with hip hop and the way hip hop in the media should be. Of course, they're not going to think that that's going to change either. No, you shouldn't be promoting, Manam shouldn't be promoting eating pussy and all that kind of crazy shit. That's wrong.
Oh, man.
Sucks for you guys.
That's crazy, fam. I just wanted to know, like, examine that. I feel like we talked about this before on the podcast, but like Manam were so, like, against, like, yo, fam, you know, we're on live. Like, you're relaxed. Like, chill. Because, like, yo, I was bringing up points like, yo, if there's four mans in the room that are four Jamaicans and, like, let's say one Jamaican per every four Jamaican mans eat the box.
Yeah.
Then, like, if you have a crew of four niggas and you're passing the blunt, then you notice that one of the mans in the, is an Itaman.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Right? Well, they got them telling me that they do it the best, so.
But that's the thing. Like, girls are saying that it's happening. And if there's mad Jamaican people and Jamaican-influenced people here, it's happening from someone.
Jamaican niggas is eating the pussy, dog. I don't know why they capping about it. But
I just don't understand why it's a big deal, fam.
I don't know why it is. But it's because of the artists. I'm like Bunty Killer, all the artists, Beanie Man, they all preach not to do that.
Wow, man. I feel bad for y'all, man. What was the song that you wanted for the break?
I don't even remember. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds and I'll remember.
It was fucking, we were talking about your birthday. One more thing I wanted to talk about quick fast too, while you're trying to remember that there. The Moola First Alliston video. Y'all seen that shit?
At the wedding?
Yeah, what's going on? Yo, Moola's on some next wave, man.
I thought he was performing for someone's wedding.
Me too.
When they put out that clip before. I don't know who put it out. I don't know if it was Keep Six Solid. They put out a clip. Like, they seen him. I seen him, like, point out a bottle of champagne and you just walk into a wedding. But I thought he was actually performing for someone. But now we know that it was his music video.
Yeah. Did he get married? Is Moola First married?
No. I don't think he got married.
No, I don't think he got. He just looked like he was performing, bro.
Yeah, he was just turning up.
Turning up.
He was just turning up. He was having a good time.
Am I starting made it a rumor
about
here?
No. You know what it was? I think there was a wedding going on. And okay. He made it about him. it's like Scottie Pippen having a 60 game, but MJ hits the game winner.
Yeah.
You know
I wonder whose wedding that was that was like got super outshined by Moolah's fucking music video. Like,
it even showed like the husband and wife that was getting married.
They showed them?
No,
they didn't show them, right? Because I'm like, that's what I'm thinking. I was like, well, this Moolah's wedding? Like,
listen, if you watch Dragon Ball Z, Moolah first is going into the hyperbolic time chamber and he's just going in there like getting charged up, fam. And he's just thinking of ways of just how he can be creative as fuck, fam. Yeah. Because like the shit he's thinking of is crazy.
The basketball.
Fam. Everything that he's been doing for the last 2 years, I've never seen, like, I haven't even seen Americans do like marketing or just promotions like the way he's been doing it. I can't lie.
So I have a question. Is he going to ever free up his new page? Because I just see the three followers and the three following, and that's it. And one post.
That's a good question.
Yeah, like, no offense to Keep Six Solid. Like, big up Keep Six Solid, OVO 40. And
who's
Drake.
Following that? There's three people following
Drake.
That.
Keep Six Solid, Drake, and OVO 40.
Yeah.
So he's not going to free it up.
Hold on. Big up all three of them.
I'm waiting.
Moolah, we have a fucking interview with you. What the fuck, B?
Two of them.
Like, you don't even have to give it to anybody. Just give it to, like, We Love Hip Hop or Six Views. We're cool with it. Like, we have an interview with that, nigga.
We're so big. Moolah, please follow us.
Follow! We need it.
Let us in the club.
Let us in the club, fam. We want to know what's going
on. Okay. I just wanted to fucking bring up a few points before we get off of this, yo. Big salute to
one more thing.
Talk to us.
The post earlier, what keeps it solid?
Mm-hmm.
Could you clear it up for the people?
I said, ow. Right? But as far as like, because they're like, yo, what? Okay, let's pull up the fucking post. Salute to Keep Six Solid.
It's so wild.
Out here, you know what I'm saying?
Go viral again.
You could tell it's a slow news and week where we're using our stuff as news.
And like, people are so crazy. Like, oh my gosh.
So I'll put it up on the screen
Let
here.
Let me not say anything before they come.
So you said, ow, like, I did like, shot him out.
Daddy's still, I ain't even lie.
Meow. Meow.
It kind of sounded like.
I said, meow.
Hold on, you didn't say ow.
I didn't say ow. And then I hit that's the ow
thought,
sound effect.
That's what I thought.
It said, it's a row. So you almost, you kind of sound like a, you do sound like a cat.
Almost a cat. That's almost a cat. Yeah, that's
somebody in the comments earlier on Wendy's thing called me a cougar, fam. I'm like, I didn't know there was male cougars. It's just too much.
So all that, like, you know, for the people, like what possessed you to
these cats are so crazy.
She doesn't know what to let it go.
I want to know, like. It's just like, yo, you just like, they're bad. It's just like, you just had to make that
it
sound.
Was just a reflex reaction, fam. Okay? I'm there watching. What I'm reporting on there, I was on Twitch talking about the whole El Plaga thing, right?
Yeah.
And I guess those are the two women that were involved. RIP to both of them. Just condolences to the families, right? But when I pulled up the page, I was like, jeez, they were beautiful women.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just had an observation. Like, damn, they were baddies. Okay. Doesn't make me an asshole because they passed. Like, they were, it's an observation. They were beautiful women and RIP to them.
Yeah, I hate when people do that. Oh, he's a creep. He wants to have sex with dead people. By him saying that women are beautiful or that, they're baddies, that means he wants to have sex with them? Like, you guys are dumb, bro. Yeah. I hate the internet, bro. Like, some of you guys should really be. No, it is fun, but some of you guys shouldn't be on here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, salute to Keep Six Solid, man. Yeah. We're done. We can get off of it now.
Yeah, we can get off. We can rattle off of there.
This guy Gucci from the three.
You already remember the song, did you?
And I got it. All right, let's cut to a break here, man. Big salute to YTN Paco, we're gonna be dropping his interview next week, but you know, you're gonna be hearing the smoking. Yeah. Dope interview. But you're going to be hearing him on the Smoke and Mirror segment after this for the listening audience. So salute to y'all. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Nazir Jones featuring Genuine.
Shorty.
Check is called You Owe Me.
This is a big tune.
Okay. Okay. Bust the moves.
What? How do you make that shit?
Okay.
I'll be back.
Both of you. Woo!
Shorty.
You got it, you guys. Okay.
Come on.
Jordan. Oh, say what you write.
What's it right?
Uh-huh.
Just come back it up. Oh, my. Now they say you owe me something.
Yeah.
Owe me back like you.
Owe your tax.
Yeah.
Owe me back like 40 acres to black.
Yeah.
Owe me back and you
shake it like that.
Shorty. Say what's your price?
Yeah, owe me back like you owe your rent. Owe me back like it's money I spent. Pay me back when you shake it again. All the time with all the shine. You small time, I ball with mine. Links, minx, Bentley, a song of mine. My jams bump out to the borderline. UK hot with it, blue spots with it. Every continent love when I spit it. Corners the blocks, even the cops.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Artist. He's an artist.
Yeah, man. You're white. Yo, so listen, give the people your social medias. Let the people know where you to
follow. Come on, you guys know my social media.
Hold on, hold on, no, but besides that.
Hold on, really quick.
White and pop. Actually,
can we get. Got more questions.
No, because we got smoking mirrors. I just wanted to ask him a 1-2 smoking mirrors question. If you don't mind, because we got a little thing where we ask like the news stories, stuff that's going on in the world and shit like that. But,
and we're on our episode 238 when as far as our podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This interview, like just like behind the scenes, that's going to be dropping for the next episode. But the smoke and mirrors, we'll get into some stuff. Talk to him, Gussie.
I want to talk about this Drake and Kanye thing, man.
Mm.
So I obviously know.
CLB, nigga.
Coming soon, let's go.
You're CLB all day. But with Kanye's antics.
Yo, brother, I'm going to be real. I can't listen to that, fam. Mm. I love music. I'm not saying that's not good music, because that's better music than my music. He's doing more streams. Mm-hmm. And he has way more. He's a legend, right? Who am I to say this, right?
Yeah.
But for my opinion, I can't listen to that. It's not my genre of ears. Like,
do you think he's doing too much?
Is he doing too much?
Like Kanye with the Donda and the whole...
He made 12 million, nigga. He ain't doing too much. Niggas just making money, fam. Yeah. You just gotta look at it like that, fam. Some niggas have different ways of hustle.
Mm.
Like, yeah, we might not look at it like, yo, fuck, because nobody's done it before. He's doing too much. But like, if you really look at it, like, nobody's done it before. You can't just say he's doing too much. He's making money. Mm. But at the end of the day, fam, look at Jizzy, fam. That's the guy, man.
So you're saying Drake selling more than him, though?
Is Drake selling more than fucking Kanye? Why is that even a question, fam? That's not a question, fam. Drake's the guy, fam.
What do you think about the cover? Because this is the official cover.
That can't be the cover. I'm not going to lie.
It's the cover.
It is. This is. We have exclusive. This is the album cover.
Yo.
You're not buying the actual album. You'll stream it. You'll support.
He's capping, fam. I'm telling you,
No, a lot of people do feel this way. But I'll break it down to you quick, fast. There's the artist who did this. What was the artist name?
Brother, that is not the damn bro.
And he was posting him.
Unless
also.
It's all right, I'll hear the tracks. It depends on the tracks. Unless it's like some 9 months.
No, it's like a painter that did this thing, right? I forgot the guy's name now. I wish I fucking could remember.
Yeah, I remember you told me, but I don't remember.
Yeah. But this guy, he has paintings that have little dots on them and stuff like that, right? So it's similar to like, and that whole thing with the emojis, that's an actual painting. So now when that album goes out for sale, it's going to up the price on the actual painting on top of that.
Wow. Fuck, yo. I still doesn't agree with the fact that. Like,
that you're not the only one.
I don't
who
get it.
Way.
I don't understand it. Maybe I'm too young to understand it, right?
Academics is wilding on it too.
I'm going to understand it more. Maybe when it tracks out, I'm going to take it as songs, then I'll understand his cover. I can't understand the cover art without the preview of the track or some shit. You don't know what sauce is coming on it. He could be coming on some whole different sauce.
Well, he's certified lover boy, right?
Lover boy tunes, bro.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's the real sauce.
Like, get the gal them. The gal them are going to spend the money, right?
Mm. Damien Hirst. That's the guy's name. So I'm going to show you some images from this guy here.
Who the fuck is that?
He's the guy who made the cover here for the thing here. So Damien Hirst, I'll pull it up on Google here.
Yeah, if I don't know this guy, bro, they'll call me retired today. Fuck.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
When, no,
I'm about talking to you, eh? I'm talking to you little fuckers.
In the live comments, comment gang.
I didn't
know. Relax, comment gang.
They don't know who he is. You know what I'm saying? Bro.
So I'm showing you, so what I'm showing Paco here, some, and Gutsy, some images from this guy right here, right? It's like this white guy here, old white guy. So all his images have mad little dots on them shits, right? So shit like this. So that painting.
Yeah, I won't lie. I never understood that shit. So
it's
I can
art,
do that
like,
right. Well, I can
yeah,
do that right now.
Shit, right?
Shit, right?
So if you're if I take my time and put beer dots on a piece of paper, I'm not saying that's not talent.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say I'm barking about it's talent. Hey, yeah, that guy's talented. But if I do that specific like dot shit.
And you can sell it for like a couple of thousand.
I can sell it for a mil. Like,
it's the same thing with the Donda. You see, it goes back to the Kanye thing, right? Like,
I'm
a, I don't.
Oh, fuck
I, you,
it.
You
I'm,
don't
done, I'm done rapping, man. I'm going to the books, man.
Don't kill me. No, yeah. But you see what I'm saying? Like, they sell wallpaper of this nigga shit, bro.
He probably sold that for 50 mil.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, when it comes back, like, full circle, like, now with the Drizzy thing, now I guess when he's going to go around and explain it, you know, maybe if he does an interview with us, right?
I just can't be the cover.
You never know, though. When it drops on Friday, we'll see what actually happens.
Yeah.
He might just switch it up completely because you just never know, you know what I'm saying?
He's a goat.
But, like, it actually has a lot of people talking, right? Like, you know, some people like, it's like 50-50.
Nah,
you don't like
honestly,
it, and some
listen,
people love it.
It could be the cover, though, because it's already bringing him a lot of attention, fam. Why not
come on,
use it,
fam.
Why not use something that's...
I thought it meant
I don't
that,
put the word to that, but you know what I mean? Why not use that?
I thought it meant that those are the potential girls that he, you know, X'd out their babies or something.
Listen, people, like I said, Kanye did something that nobody did before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is Drake going to do? Something that nobody did before? You think he's going to do the same
shit? He's got to top Kanye, man.
He is. He's not good. He doesn't even have to. He already did, fam.
Just dropping the album is already, it's going to be a W, you know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, that's a little bit more even like explanation for the cover for the people who are out there who don't know too, right? They might be like, what the fuck? Why is he just got this emojis with all these baby mamas on the cover? And it's like, no, nah, it's an actual painting.
Baby mamas, you know, he's coming.
Yeah, he's trying to catch up to my boy Nick Cannon, fam.
Nah, you can't catch up to that.
Yeah, fat Nick Cannon's different.
That guy's a demon, fam. That guy's breeding anything that walks.
Yeah, that's a different
keep
breed,
your shirty away from him, man.
Okay, but let's do one more news story.
Oh, could I get a question in before?
Coochie Gang.
Yeah. So, like, I know there's two artists, young artists that's going hard, Paco and Doovie. Can, like, the fans expect, like, a collab with Paco and Doovie coming?
You didn't hear what he said.
Yeah.
You didn't hear what he said?
Nah, I didn't even get...
Oh, you didn't hear.
That's in the cut, brother.
It's in there.
Worry, okay.
Yeah. Or I think he was fixing the cameras probably.
I'm probably going to the washroom.
That's in the cut.
Okay.
That's in the cut. Black Boy Twitch 2.
That's okay. No, I definitely went to the washroom. I had my thing, though.
I'll save this other one here for when we do our intro and stuff. But the vaccine passport is the big story that's going on right now. They're saying that it's mandatory for gyms, movies, indoor restaurants. There's a couple of things
you,
I feel like I'm missing.
You didn't get your vaccine?
I'm double vax Rick. So I'm sorry, fam. I'm the only one in here. Everybody thinks I'm a super geek, but I'm a Moderna mop,
fam. You got your vaccine?
Yeah. Done. Long time.
Two shots.
You're good?
Pow, pow. Two shots.
You're blessed?
I've been blessed, fam.
I'll take a deep breath. Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? Fam, like, yo, I feel like I was even exposed at one point.
You're about to go viral with this one.
Yo, fam, straight up, like, Outbreak Boys at one point. Right? I was good, fam. I had
so
a little cold.
Why did you take the vaccine, fam?
You know? Okay.
Wait. How old are you?
I'm in my 40s. I'm not in my 50s, okay? Common gang, I'm not in my 50s,
yo,
so let's relax.
Asking you, how old are you, bro?
Yo, 46. Hold on. Paco might have to be a friggin' a weekly guest.
I know. Everybody's doing that. Put him in as a guest co-host right now.
Fam, why is this guy lying?
I'm serious.
Yo, Gutsy, fam, how old is this guy?
He's in his 40s. No cap?
No, that ass. I'm sure
you. I'm not even trying to, like, brother, you look like you're 55.
Whoa.
No, the glasses make you look young, fam. You're good with those.
Okay.
Jesus
Christ. Paco got me a whiz right now.
Yeah, you're good with
those. Okay, so tell me, what's... What's the problem with the vaccine, fam? What's the problem?
You taking it? Fuck, like, honestly, I didn't take it.
Listen,
I don't take none. You feel me? Why for that?
But so then, what's gonna happen with you guys? Like, you didn't take it neither.
I'm not taking it.
So then, what about
restaurants? At this point, I'm trying to cut. Me and my girl are honestly looking at places to leave.
There's nowhere to go.
There's got to be somewhere.
Where?
I don't know, but there's got to be
somewhere. The middle of the ocean? You're good?
Maybe. If that's what it's got to be. If I got to get my bread up and go by an island, I'm 35.
It's 50s.
Huh. I'm 35.
Nah, you can pull it off to 35 still. Pull it off.
That's capping, right?
It's believable still.
35 is believable?
Believable.
Yeah. 35 is believable.
You don't have the gray hairs yet. You know,
Wilski
has
it's
the one tooth popped.
It's just the hairline in the
team. I won't see the hairline.
Yeah.
I know some fucked up hairlines out here, man.
Let me see. But yeah, I think honestly, fam, like, there's just got to be somewhere else that's just not allowing this, because I hear what you're saying, because everywhere it just seems like it's a vaccine thing, but like, it's crazy.
At the end of the day, it's like, the world's gonna move on regardless, right? You either do it or you don't. Mm-hmm. It's like, how are you gonna move on in life? You either fuck this ways around it still, but it's all about if you're about those ways.
But me, I'm thinking bigger. I'm thinking, like, if they're gonna do this, they're gonna do so much more, fam. This is just like baby steps. Like, I was telling Gucci, like, yo, we got these niggas to wear the mask. Yo, now we got them to actually take this needle shit. Yo, let's go put the chip in them.
They're not putting no chip in nobody, man. Yeah, Kicking way too deep into the thing, fam. Telling you, fam. Man's are watching too much television, fam. Like, fuck, fam. Go on easy, fam. They're not doing that.
Go on easy,
fam. You think they're gonna strap me up to a table and say, yo, I'm putting this in you, fam? Are you crazy? Fam,
bro, they're telling you can't watch ball games now. You can't go outside unless you have the needle now, fam. You have the passport.
But look at it. 80% of the people that took the vaccine are Gucci, and the other percent are people that haven't are mashup.
Or the people that haven't took the vaccine are mashup?
Mashup, fam.
So you're saying
it's like one of those ones. It's like, yeah, the vaccine doesn't prevent you from fucking getting COVID, but it fucking helps out certain situations in the COVID when it's going on, right? Well, I don't know. It depends what vaccine you take, right? I don't know what vaccine you take, boss man.
Moderna mob, yo.
I don't know what that is. It doesn't sound good, yo. Bro, go to the doctors. Check that out.
Yo, how did this turn into like Paco interviewing We Love Hip Hop?
I'm telling you, Paco's getting his own podcast
needs a podcast. You need your own show, my nigga.
Yeah, you guys go follow that Twitch. Yeah. Play 1-2 fucking gamers.
What? What you saying? You're COD?
What? Nah, I don't play that shit. Nigga.
What game do you play?
Nigga, fuck, I wanted to 1-2 Apex. I'm on that shit.
Stop.
Nigga.
You're an Apex guy? Who's your main? Caustic?
Who's my main? Nah, what the fuck? Fuck that fat bitch, nigga. I'm an Octane.
Let me find out. That's my nigga.
So you're on Twitch?
Yeah, I'm on the Twitch. I just started the Twitch, yo, fam, right? Just, like I said, a lot of shit going on.
What's the Twitch?
I'm making shit with my time. It's YTM Paco 43.
All
right. I'm gonna follow you right now.
Same shit. You know,
I'm on my Twitch page right now, man. Wow. Yo, listen, fam. This has been a blessed occasion here, fam.
Come on, man. You know how we do this shit.
Fucking YTN Paco in the building. Yo, okay. So let's wrap it up for the evening. I got a track for you that I'm gonna play at the end of this. But before we do that, I want you to let the people know, besides your social media, where to find your music. You know, you just put us on to the fact that you got a Twitch now. You know what I'm saying? So put the people onto everywhere they can find you.
You can find me on almost every... Actually, you can find me on every music app there is. Because I'm out there. But don't just look for me. Look for YTNSL. Look for G-Boy Roll. Look for Franchise. Look for Kaz. 2KZ. You know what I mean? Free the gang. Read a whole lot of that, man.
Okay. Gutsy, let the people know where to find you.
The Gutsy Show on Instagram now. Instagram, give me back my damn page, bro. Mr. Gutsy Guts on Twitch, The Real Gutsy Guts on TikTok, Gutsy Guts on YouTube. Make sure you go subscribe to my YouTube, dropping new content every week now. And yeah, man, Six Views T.O. On all social media platforms. Make sure you check out Six Views Uncut. And yeah, make sure you guys go hit up YT and Paco, man. Super dope interview.
And the track related team and the other YT and guys, you know what I mean?
Make sure to hit me up all my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dredd, that's D-R-E-D. for everything else, welovehiphop.ca. If you all want to book some time over here at the studio, or you know, if you need office space during the daytime.
$6 an hour.
What he said, right? Visionary Art Facts. Center on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Which track here? Your popular tracks are popping up on my Spotify here. Which one you want to hear, family?
Where's Marvelous?
Yeah, Marvelous? Bro, I was just gonna say that. Run Marvelous.
I
hear
that. I got you.
I feel so marvelous. I've seen this dog on television.
Let's run that
YT shit. YTM Paco in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, you got my. You niggas make sure you got taken the fucking heater and all, man.
Video out right now.
Oh, my.
Custies love my recipe. Niggas trying to get to me. Cause he filled with R.I.P. Hope you niggas brought your heater.
I need black and that's my heater.
Let's go. I think I'm on my way. I feel so marvelous. And I didn't even make it out. I just want to stay for hours. Smoking at home and I get big high.
You know dog on television.
And the streets got tunnel vision.
Get that money by ADB. They say you're ready for war. Off piss guy, leave it a score.
I've been busy trying to handle some business. If I wanted, I'd get it, no wish list. By the flick of the wrist, you could get pissed. Yeah. I'm a boss, I don't take orders. Niggas suck, I take a lot. Whip it up and watch it shot. We got no sticks, so why'd you talk? Now your mama lost it all. I didn't need to make a call. I shoot shit, no time to stop.